season 9 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast this year. This is episode 11. Thank you for listening. Let me note that Hooters continues to pay the bills for this fantasy football podcast, so you can continue to receive this fantasy content absolutely free, which is my choice. I do not pay for fantasy content. I will not pay for fantasy content. Therefore, I don't want to be involved with fantasy content that you have to pay for to get to me, which is why, and I stress this, I'll hit it harder this season. Write me via email, write.todd@yahoo.com with your fantasy questions. Write.todd@yahoo.com. I'll answer your emails. Ask my listeners. I answer them. Especially this time of year, where we're way out in front of your fantasy draft. You can't expect a response within an hour, but I'll respond to you. One-to-one, write you back. I can't make it any more personal than that. And all of our fantasy teams are different. And perhaps that's why Hooters has stuck with me. Perhaps that's why JoeBucksFan.com has stuck with me. Hooters in the greater Tampa Bay area is originalhooters.com. You can go there to find information on their 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Hours, address, easy online ordering. Bud Light Pints, $4.79 at those locations. Mick Ultra Pints, that's the choice of my friend Doc that I talked about in a previous podcast. We were together last night catching up on some things as we took a rare Thursday night summer off from our normal trivia night at Plantation Palms Golf Club in the private dining room. Mick Ultra Pints, $4.99. And as I have mentioned on a previous podcast, and Hooters allows me to use these as copy points and also talk about my own experiences, as I told store manager Tony Metzler, previously of the 4th Street St. Pete location, now of the Johns Pass Village location, of all the places, including where Doc and I went last night, and it was Doc's choice, and he was able to walk to another fast casual place so we could have a drink and catch up for an hour or so. When I order a neutral or equivalent seltzer product, not the tequila ones. I haven't had tequila since the 92 World Series and don't plan on it anytime soon. The pricing at Hooters on a neutral that I paid at Tony's store at Johns Pass was lower, non-special, lower than any other fast casual place I have ordered one of those, and I started drinking them this summer as I gave up beer. So I know neutrals are $4.99, non-special, non-promo price at Hooters, and that's the best price I have found on a neutral beverage. So I want to throw that in since I'm not drinking beer anymore, in addition to their normal prices for Bud Light Pints and Mick Ultra Pints. And I believe neutral is an Anheuser-Busch product. I think Tony told me that. That's why you don't see Bud Light Seltzer anymore. I'm sure it's a different formula, I guess. So there you go. There's a lot about Hooters and my drinking, and but pricing points are good. Yeah, on beer and on neutral at Hooters, 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Again, my email for your fantasy questions is write.todd@yahoo.com. A quick episode today, as I broadcast this on Friday, August 9th, it's kind of a big picture thing. It applies to us as fantasy players. It applies to us as football fans. Because if you are a fantasy player, you're also a football fan. You're also likely a fan of a particular team. Now, there may be some exceptions to that. But if you play fantasy football and you're not a football fan and you're not a fan of a particular NFL team, you're a very unique breed. Now, you may be a fan of a particular college football team, and you like watching football on Sunday and in prime time, but you have a college football team and that's number one for you. But to enjoy pro football more, you play fantasy football, or maybe you bet on the NFL. But the majority of us, all right, bringing all of you in, if you're listening to me right now, I'm guessing A, you're a football fan. B, you're a fantasy football player. C, you're a fan of a particular National Football League team. You may also have a favorite college team, but I would imagine there's a connection between your interest in fantasy football and a team you on Thursday night or Sunday or Monday night, you want to watch play and see win. So I think there's a connection there. So based on that, for many years, since I first got into the sports media when I was a student at the University of Miami because I was on their student radio station. I eventually became sports director of that student radio station. The experience was wonderful. I also wrote for the student newspaper. I worked with Dan Le Batard and some other talented, fun guys. The student newspaper was called, creatively, The Miami Hurricane. And I even was the sports editor for the Ibis yearbook around that time. So technically, my sports media experience started in college in Coral Gables. And then it went from there. I came back to Tampa. I got a very low-paying job but with a lot of fun people, many of whom are still friends of mine today at WTOG Channel 44, which had a 10 p.m. one-hour news because no one else did that in the Tampa Bay market. Pulse or Big 13 hadn't become Fox yet, so they were still on at 11, I think affiliated with CBS. And then sports radio started happening, and that's when I made some calls and eventually got some airtime on sports radio 910. And even in those days, and this is 30 years ago, Derek Sharp and I, speaking of longtime friends, would joke about Bucks coverage, callers, and how someone looked good from training camp or a preseason game. Well, this has been going on for 30 years, and the media covering these camps does it as much as those callers that Derek and I made fun of 30 years ago. So let me give you some examples, and this is from a National Football League website that I look at every day, where I respect those involved with it, those responsible with it, and I've worked with some of the people responsible with it. You may know the site, but I'm just using it as an example because as I glanced at it today while listening to some music out of one of my favorite radio stations in Orlando, Mix 105.1, and hearing the song of the summer, Espresso, which as I hit the button to listen to Mix 105.1, I said, I'll hear Espresso in the next 30 minutes. And then I said, maybe the next hour. It was like in 46 minutes, there was Sabrina Carpenter. And as much as I hate the song, I get it. I also sadly love the song. I just hear it too much. So from some of the headlines, Sauce Gardner to Jaden Daniels, man, you're going to be real good. Ryan Kelly, Anthony Richardson's leadership has really started to come out. Robert Sala, Mike Williams further along than we anticipated. See if I can find another headline that falls into, yeah, preseason debut creates buzz for Joe Milton III. Trying to give you one or two more that fall into this category. It's not all that way. There are other stories. Again, I respect this website, but I'm talking more about tone. Bo Nix, I think the game has started to slow down a little bit. Brian Daboll, Tommy DeVito has really come a long way since he's been here. Bobby Slowick, CJ Stroud is a lot more vocal this season. Jason Light, issues with Graham Barton snaps, nothing that can't be fixed. Let's see if I can give you one more. Malik Nabers, I got open, but everything has to go my way to get the ball. Can I give you one more? You see where this is going? I didn't know the Panthers team plane ran off the runway. It was insert your own David Tepper joke there. No. Come on. Hang with me. I just want to give you one more. I know I probably don't have to. Kirk Cousins challenges Kyle Pitts to use his length and speed. That's interesting. A lot of injury stuff that follows. The tone of so many of these things, because this website's talented reporters are more quoting what coaches and personnel people are saying, or players are saying about other players. And the tone is happy, happy, joy, joy. How much better it is than anyone thinks. How improved it is this year. How they're going to be a star. They're going to play more than anyone expects. This player is going to have more of an impact. This player is doing this better. This player has learned this. This player has improved in this area. You got to filter it. We're talking about for your favorite team to manage your own expectations and have them realistic of your favorite team and for fantasy purposes. Because the word on these things this time of year is kind of falls into that category of the only thing you're going to get on the record is something positive. By the time you get something negative on the record, the player is no longer with that team. He's either cut, traded, something else is going on. That's all we're doing this time of year. So you got to filter it. You can't get over enthused about much of anything said like that this time of year. What you do look for, and Roto World is very good at this, and I'm sure there are other sites, but if they're paid, I don't see it because I don't pay for fantasy content. How a player is going to be used. How a new scheme or an existing scheme may alter what we knew. That's tangible info, if you can get that. And normally, if you're getting that, you're not getting that directly attributed to a coach or a player, because that's X's and O's. That's of value. That's definitely something you want to know in terms of fantasy ownership when deciding, back to our theme of preseason podcasts or pre-draft podcasts, this or that. There are a lot of tiebreakers when it comes to when you're on the clock to pick a particular player with that pick, especially in the early rounds, and you're down to two. They might be on the same at the same position. They might be different positions. Something breaks the tie. Much like, amazingly, I just heard in the Belichick book written by Ian O'Connor, when the Patriots were on the clock with the sixth round pick 199 in 2000, it was Brady or Rattay, likely, who was going to be selected there. Belichick wasted no time and just said, well, we're going with Brady. And it was a guy named Dick Rabine, unfortunately, who passed away before Brady did much of what he ended up doing in a legendary career, an untimely death for Coach Rabine, who was Bill's quarterback coach and basically a scout as well on those early Patriots. So there was a this or that with the Patriots at pick 199 in the sixth round of 2000 in looking for a fourth round quarterback for their roster. And it was either Tim Rattay or Tim Brady, both available, because other quarterbacks had fallen off the board and they took Brady. So when you're this or that, you're looking for something to ultimately make that decision. It can be a lot of things, but one of the things it could be is how much will the player be utilized? Because a common theme that I have offered all of you for years is you want guys who touch the ball. That's why I don't care about targets. You can target my wide receiver 25 times in a game. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. How many times did he touch the ball? And touch translates to reception. Because I don't get any points for a target. I don't know any league that does. So I still don't understand that. You take that concept, you apply it, but you need the touch. You need the reception. You need the rushing attempt. And then that's heightened by goal to go situations, red zone opportunities. So that's what you're looking for. So filter through all this good news, happy, happy, joy, joy, because you're going to get as much of it coming from the team that goes 3-14 as you do from the team that's a Super Bowl contender. You do. Because that's the information that those coaches and players are going to be letting out. Trust me, it isn't, every team isn't that as good as is being talked about. They aren't. Every player isn't as good. But that's all you're going to hear this time of year. Until things get so bad, or the player or the coach gets so bad, that at that point, the information starts coming out why they've been so bad and why they're not going to be a part of that equation anymore. Use the filter. This isn't so much of use your ears and your eyes. Use your head. Filter through it. Sift through it. Grain of salt, whatever you want to talk about, because it's everywhere. And much of it is bullshit. Not all. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters, 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Visit originalhooters.com for more information on those specific locations and hours and easy online ordering. We'll talk to you next time.